You're listening to Dance Tips Daily. This is the podcast that provides a short and sweet daily routine to help you reach your dance dreams. I'm your host, Dani Albertina, and I read to you, with the author's permission, articles, blogs, and excerpts that equipped you to dance forward with perspective, confidence, strategy, and style. As a dancer, choreographer, and educator who's twirled through the highs and lows of this career, I'm passionate about curating information that inspires and improves the quality of dancer life. My mission is to highlight those who make our industry a brighter place by sharing their unique light and fighting for what is kind and right. DTD amplifies the voices of creatives who help you and me become a more well-rounded and grounded artist. I believe that daily routines have the power to transform into daily habits, and daily habits have the power to transform big dreams to reality. If you do too, and are ready to spend a little time growing a little more, little by little each day, let's dance in. This is episode number 457, featuring danceplug.com. Breaking the silence on the dance industry's power problem. It's December 1st, 2021, and we have a Wellness Wednesday tip for you here at Dance Tips Daily. Let's dance on into our blog hosted by Dance Plug and written by Kayla Jordan Golak. When commercial dancer and choreographer JoJo Gomez posted a video captioned, "No More Abuse," calling for a peaceful protest at a Southern California dance studio whose director was recently arrested for inappropriate relationships with students, the call to action joined the ranks of many recent social media posts by dancers speaking out about an array of injustices, from sexual abuse to use of racist language and other microaggressions to unfair working conditions and pay. These abuses of power have spared no part of the industry, from commercial dance to small studios to revered companies like Ailey 2. Since the pandemic began last year, it seems that the space and time to reflect during quarantine has led the dance industry into a reckoning with the systems that have kept its wheels turning and dancers silent for so long. Now that so many breaches of power have been exposed, it's time for the dance industry as a collective to turn its attention to creating safer environments and practices for all dancers. The good news is that we've come to the first step of making a real change in the industry and breaking a harmful cycle. When influential dancers like Gomez, who has over 1 million followers on Instagram, continue to share their stories and fight for justice, what once was a whisper can now transform into a public conversation about how to move forward as an industry. To ensure instances like those exposed this year are addressed appropriately and swiftly, the dance industry is going to need a collective culture change, with those that have the largest platforms taking responsibility for making it a more supportive place, and every other player holding one another to account. Here are a few ways we can work towards that shift now. Start from the top down. The dance industry as a whole has been slow to become a more equitable, safe place in some part because of its inherent power structure. The art forms gatekeepers, teachers, company directors, choreographers, etc., have traditionally held a large amount of power over a dancer, controlling the dancer's ability to do what they want, from getting the solo and the performance to booking a tour for a music artist. For many dancers in environments like studios, commercial jobs, or companies, this ingrained lack of control and the need to please gatekeepers to reach their goals is a recipe for power abuses. The dance industry needs to guard against these abuses, starting at the top with organizations and governing bodies that can provide training, resources, and support to create more equitable, safe environments. The Youth Protection Advocates in Dance is an example of one organization working towards this, providing courses and training for professionals who work with young dancers that include, in quotes, background checks and CPR/first aid, abuse awareness and prevention, injury prevention and response, and safety and emergency preparedness. To address racial issues and fight for justice, Dance/USA has partnered with Dance Theater of Harlem and the International Association of Blacks in Dance to create the Equity Project, aiming to help ballet companies confront the lack of diversity and inclusion in their genre. These types of programs and training should become industry standards across all styles of dance and permeate to even more spaces like dance conventions and college dance programs so the industry can better regulate the practices with which dancers are taught in all environments. Learn about resources and avenues for support. To make a lasting change, dancers need to feel supported to come forward when someone is making them feel unsafe or treating them otherwise unfairly. Dancers in larger companies may be lucky enough to have a human resources department to go to with any issues. In any contractual dance job a dancer takes, they should familiarize themselves with the process and policies regarding harassment and unfair treatment to know where to get support if they need. Commercial dancers are particularly vulnerable because they may feel like they have to look out for themselves without a company hierarchy to rely on. Instead, dancers should consider agents their personal human resources department. The traditional hierarchy of a commercial job is to approach the choreographer or their assistants with any issues, but a dancer's agent should be their next resource if not receiving the support they need from the choreographer. Whether it's an instance on a project that a dancer feels is dangerous to their safety, or if they have experienced any type of harassment, the dancer's agent should know what's happening so they can intervene on their behalf. Another important line of defense in these instances are unions like SAG-AFTRA or AGMA, and local dance advocacy groups such as Dancers Alliance. These are the organizations that set industry standards for working conditions and rates, and can advocate on a dancer's behalf to whoever they're working for. Understanding the chain of command in various situations will help a dancer know exactly where to go if they need support, helping to mitigate risk and address issues when they happen. Studios, conventions, and college programs should look to partner with support organizations like Dance/USA and Dancers Alliance to present this kind of information and resources to their students. If dance educators make it a priority to teach dancers the value of speaking up for themselves and how to do so, the next generation of dancers will be more protected and knowledgeable about how to respond to instances of abuse, both during training and as they begin their careers. Continue to speak up and hold each other accountable. Using our collective voices throughout the industry can help us take the power back from the few who are not supporting the rest. Whether you are at the top of the dance industry food chain or still working for your big break, it is crucial to consistently hold those around you accountable to the standards we all want for the industry as a whole. It will take every player within the dance industry to make sure we report instances of abuse and not to continue to tolerate unjust behavior because that person seems to hold the key to our dance goals or career. More dancers than ever are speaking up about the inequities and injustices they are experiencing in the dance industry, and more people than ever are listening, hopefully influencing the next generation of dancers to accept nothing less than safe and equitable standards. To shift into this culture from the systematic power structure that has held true for so long, exposed like so many others this year in Instagram's Live and TikToks, it will take a collective sea of change across the dance industry at all levels. Further resources for support: Task Force on Dancer Health, Dance/USA, resources about harassment in the workplace, Dance/USA, the International Association of Blacks in Dance, Okay, Let's Unpack This, Speak Your Truth Worldwide, Safe in Dance International, International Association for Dance Medicine and Science, Dance and Safe, Doctors for Dance. Thanks so much to author Kayla Jordan Golak, as well as Dance Plug, for giving us permission to share their awesome and insightful blog with y'all today. Ooh, so much to unpack within one blog. This certainly isn't an easy topic to talk about, but unfortunately has been one that's been brought up at least around my inner circle of dance friends. And if you tuned into the bonus episode that was released today featuring Miss Lindsay Vaya, she shares a little bit about her journey and how there were some people in powerful roles who put her in a really tough position. I felt super proud of her for even just sharing her story so authentically and raw. I hope her story inspires you to speak up if you're in a similar situation. If you haven't listened to that bonus episode quite yet, Kayla's blog that I just shared with you today gives us all the reason to make sure we use our voice within rehearsals, within commercial rooms, or whatever space we're dancing in. For our Wellness Wednesday challenge today, I challenge us to take a peek at some of the resources that Kayla shared with us and research at least one of the websites. Even if we're a dancer who feels like we haven't been in a position where power has been overused or abused, knowing what to look out for, what red flags there are, can help you advocate for yourself, but as well as if you start to become in a position of leadership, you'll know what behaviors are accepted and what we should try to avoid or steer away from by all costs. That said, that's your short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.